It's always good to be with you, Tim. I was going to compliment you on that brilliant analyst that you had preceded
me. Yeah, that guy seemed to know what he was talking about. But listen, in fairness to him and me and everybody else who kind of saw the same thing, Stevie Wonder could have seen this. The Republicans were all over the place. The Democrats, our friends, the Democrats, were two things, and I use these words over and over again in the run-up to that Senate election. They were unified and motivated. Republicans weren't. Does it require much more by explanation?
Well, on the other one, I'd add, is organized.
Yeah.
I mean, whether you talk about the way they handled curing ballots on the back end of the absentee ballot process or identifying potential Democratic voters through registration on the front end, I mean, it's not rocket science, really, elections. And lining up your people on the front end is something the GOP sort of seemed to let go of sometime in the middle of the last decade in Georgia because their dominance was so strong and severe. And when you get fat and happy, bad things happen.
So quickly, what's the prognosis for Republicans moving forward? I mean, okay, are we now into the other cycle? It swings the other way for 20 years, and we're going to have Democrats running everything. Or are Republicans, as I tend to think they are, still in a good place in Georgia? Just need to, as you say, get their act together.
They are in a good place, but they have to broaden the base. And by that, I mean, you cannot just play all of your discussions during the primary process, during the general election, even during a convention anymore, strictly aimed at those people that you already have. And by that, I mean the social issues and thing, the red meat stuff that you hear conservatives talk about. I mean, I'm, you know, done chatting as an example about Hillary's emails. So we need to be helping the Republican Party, if they want to stay in majority in Georgia, understand that there are independent, centrist, moderate, libertarian, swing voters in the middle, and particularly in the suburbs of metro Atlanta, if they cannot engage formerly Republican women and independent voters who used to lean Republican, if they continue to lose 8 of the top 10 most populous counties by healthy margins, they cannot maintain a position of majority in the state. They may have a position of majority in the state house. There's 159 counties, and when you get outside of metro Atlanta or any of the secondary population centers by more than about 30 minutes, the state is clearly very conservative and still Republican. But it seems like we only want to dance with and talk to the people we already know, and that is a recipe down the road for disaster, as we're not making more essentially old white folks.
All right, so you said Republicans, Bill Crane, political analyst, you said Republicans need to expand the base and do that by moving on from or adding to the issues that are typical red meat issues for the GOP, such as what else is there for Republicans to campaign on and about?
I would say there's several, if you will, winning issues that cross the political divide. One of those is defend the police versus defunding them. One of those is a stronger public health and public safety infrastructure that strengthens communities. Stronger public schools are defined differently sometimes by Republicans and Democrats, but whether you're talking about vouchers and a charter system that offers choice and freedom and the dollars following the scholar versus the dollars going solely to the infrastructure, there are ways things that can position it. And I will point out the Georgia GOP leadership, particularly in the House side, has done some things as it relates to sex trafficking, as it relates to extending family leave benefits to state employees with the intention later to extend those benefits to the general public, additional infant mortality and maternal mortality benefits to WIC and to the Department of Family and Children Services, what we used to call welfare, as well as Medicaid. So there are things that can be done and issues that can be broached that aren't in the typical wheelhouse for conservatives, but that do bring voters interest, and attention, and hopefully votes with them. But most importantly, you have to be reaching out. And, you know, when the party is arguing with itself, whether it's the Republican president calling the Republican governor a crook and an idiot, or the senators of the United, you know, the U.S. senators calling for the Secretary of State to resign, that less than united front is not very effective either. So as you and I and others saw during the last election cycle, the GOP had a lot going on, but most of it was a circular firing squad, where the damage, much like the president former, was inflicted by itself.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a quick moment. Again, Bill Crane here. Bill Crane, political analyst. You see him on Channel 2 from time to time. You'll see him tonight. Republicans will be in town to speak to the Athens-Clark County Republican 6 o'clock at the Country Inn and Suites on Olets Bridge Road in Athens. Talk about that. I've jotted down three things I want to get to in about the next 4 or 5 minutes here. And fraud, election fraud allegations of it being one of them. I would say this about that and get your reaction to it. Whatever you believe about whether the election was stolen here or else, or whatever you believe about that, I don't know how anybody could disagree that the Republicans handled it badly.
Well, not only that, but let's pretend for a moment there was massive fraud. If there was massive fraud, why would you only take the White House? Why would you leave those two Senate seats on the table? Why would you not pick up congressional seats? The House majority shrank nationwide to 4 seats. The Senate only lost one race in the state of Colorado on the GOP side. Why would you give the GOP 2 more governor's houses and one whole House General Assembly chamber during a reapportionment year? You would not. So were there some dead people that voted? Probably. I mean, invariably we got 5 million people. I understand Dick Pettis, reporter, longtime dean of the Capitol Press Corps in Atlanta, voted. According to his widow, he'd been dead since 2012,
right,
but not 12,000 people in the state of Georgia or 50 or 75,000 people in the other margin of the states. The president had a poorly executed campaign, particularly in the runoff, and did himself immense damage, in my opinion, post November the 3rd as a credible national political figure. Not to say that he's still not popular and couldn't win a party contest to be the nominee again. I'm not ready to make that kind of judgment. But when you're focus is so seemingly about you and so little about the country, the nation, and the party, that also is a recipe for not winning at the polls. And so the GOP has a lot of soul-searching to do, as it did post-Watergate, but Ronald Reagan demonstrated when he came back and broadened the base, reached out to former labor unionist, himself a former Democrat, and talked economically to people across the spectrum through what trickle-down economics would do. That can be done again by the GOP, but now's the time to be doing it if they want to win the governor's race in 2022 and if they want to hang on to power.
Let me get you to pretend something else here for a quick moment, Bill Crane. And this is almost an unfair question. I don't care because I'm not the one who's going to have to answer it. You are. Pretend COVID didn't happen. There was no pandemic. What does last year's election picture look like then?
I think Donald Trump would have easily won re-election, and the GOP could have possibly taken the U.S. House. Probably not the Senate due to the specific dynamics of what Senate elections are like and which contests and states were up. The GOP was trying to cover a lot more ground of the 32 seats that were up. They had 22 of them. And, of course, as you know, in Georgia we had both U.S. Senate seats up. So I think they would have held their majority but not expanded it in the U.S. Senate. They possibly could have picked up the House. And I certainly believe the way the economy was going prior to March of last year, the president was well-positioned, having beat back an impeachment proceeding and the Mueller investigation and having success on several other fronts, not the least of which was kind of restacking, rebuilding the federal judiciary. But for all of the president's desire to blame elected officials in certain states, Dominion voting services, et cetera, he was and still is his own most challenging political adversary.
And finally, let's go on this one, Bill Crane. The riot of January 6th and the aftermath. I'm giving the devil his due here. I think the Democrats have done a really good job of just hanging that around every Republican neck. A few out-of-control knuckleheads who didn't have much by way of a plan and less by way of execution intelligence. Still, the Democrats are to this day hanging that around the necks of the Republicans. That looks like something that's going to be, I don't know, a winning strategy for him.
I think certainly it'll be effective in 2021 in the municipal elections across the state of Georgia and other regions. I don't know if it still has lasting staying power in 2022 unless they can demonstrate and prove it looks like some people connected to the president's campaign, some former officials of the president's campaign, certainly some donors of the president's campaign were involved in getting those people to Washington and organize it. Whatever law enforcement comes forward with later as to who planned it and helped execute it, that's how damning it may or may not be for the GOP. If it continues to look like something on the order of a large but ragtag, deadly dozen exercise where a bunch of disaffected folks in white nationalists and other organizations who do support the president across the country came here and kind of it sort of spontaneously combusted. I think it starts to peter out as an election issue by 2022.
And now Bill Crane, you see him on Channel 2. You'll hear him tonight in Athens, our Republicans meeting at the Country Inn and Suites Old Uxbridge Road session set for 6 o'clock. Bill Crane, thanks for your time this morning.
Always a pleasure, Tim. Take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.